Lovely.
Bing, bing pong. Bing, bing, bing pong, bong.
Ba, 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 ba.
That's been my my little is the mic testing, the mic work test. I won't say it's been that way for a long time. I'll say it's been that way for maybe, I don't know.
A good time.
10 minutes or so.
Oh.
And I think that might be the new thing I do when I like do an audio gig and I have somebody have to like test their levels. I'll just have them, I'll look them dead in the eye and I'll say, go bing, bing bong, bing, bing, bing bong.
Can you give me one good bing bong into stage left?
That'd be great. Thanks. I need more 2K on my bing bong.
Dude, I got this at the movies the other day.
Audio jokes.
And I just haven't thrown it away.
Hold on. What'd you get?
What is that? You put it in front of the microphone?
Yeah, it doesn't need to be in front of the mic for us to see, to hear it.
It's Eminem.
What is it? Oh.
I still don't see it.
Yeah,
it looks
thank
like
you.
It looks like a dube tube.
Looks like a dube tube.
Well,
you
I took
put your
the
tarantula
thing, well,
leg
I took
in
the
there.
Wrapper off. Because that made it look cooler. I don't know.
Yeah.
Classic 14-year-old upgrade.
Damn.
What are you going to do?
When was
what
the
do
last
you guys do today?
Worked.
Cool.
Played Animal Crossing. Shouts out to
really
Nintendo
cool.
Corp.
Nintendo
wow.
Corp.
What did you do, Jordan?
I worked.
Yeah, real cool.
Oh, Jordan.
It's cooler than Animal Crossing.
Fuck
disagree.
Off.
I would
fully disagree.
I would rather play almost any video game than work any job.
I mean, that's
ever.
Fair. I would rather do a lot of things than that. I just don't know what to do with Animal Crossing.
See, I didn't think I did either, but girlfriend of the podcast was like adamant that I, because I got a Switch for Christmas, Switchmas,
Switch.
And she it was adamant that I get Animal Crossing, and I was like, okay, sure, whatever. She bought it on my Switch, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm ever gonna do with this. It sounds like it could be boring, but I've been having just the best time.
Is that not
it's
the
so
thing
fun.
That was like connected with Facebook and everybody always did it? Or is that
that's
farm.
Farmville?
That's Farmville.
Farm Hill. That's what
Farmville,
I have.
Farmville, not Farm Hill, you oaf.
Oh, dude, I don't fucking know.
Wow.
I was a big Farmville kid in ninth grade.
Yeah.
I was
well,
more.
Of course you like it.
I was more into the Mafia game.
I was also big into that, too.
And the Pawn Stars Facebook game.
Do you guys remember Facebook games? Like, what the fuck was that all about?
I mean,
why was that like the addicting games of our?
It was like the
early
the thing on Apple Games or whatever.
The
Game Pigeon.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's better.
You know, the thing that it's actually.
I'm learning.
Welcome to the Boardroom, where we openly lie to each other for our entertainment. We'll each present an obscure topic, but the twist is, they could be real or fake. It's our job, and yours, to figure out who's full of shit. All information should be taken with a grain of salt, because even the facts are probably wrong.
You guys haven't responded to my requests for chess
You asked
games.
Me to play chess last night.
Yeah, it's a daily game, so you can get in and like...
Oh, it's... Daily.
You have a full day to make your move. For every
I deleted the app.
Well, that makes it hard. I'll do that after this. I'll play chess.
For the love of God, don't play it in our text chat.
No, that's what I mean.
Oh, fuck.
Game pigeon.
Yeah.
That's the fun kind.
Don't want to do that. Don't like that when all of a sudden I just look down at my phone and... you have like 1,000 missed notifications, and or you see the first like the invite to play the game, and you go
you get it
as soon as you can, even if you don't want to play it, you just don't want to be the one that's not playing.
You can truly stonewall too if you get in and then you just
don't play,
can't play.
Yeah.
Which would not be fun.
But then, you know, you'd send a beer pong invite or something like that.
The beer pong shit is the worst.
It's fun, dude. We should play while we're on the pod.
Rate 5-star. Yeah. It's just a bunch of silence and just...
fuck. Stupid
and
game.
Then, and then a bunch of fucks. Oh, goddamn, I missed. And then... God, of course, I never miss. I always make it.
Fucking ice in my veins, bro.
God damn. Rate 5 stars and tell us your favorite game pigeon game or app.
And join us on the Discord room and tell us about your favorite game pigeon app.
You're going to start a new room for it?
I could. Although no one has put anything in my movie suggestions or music suggestions room yet, so I'm a little disappointed in
folks,
that.
Thanks so much for bearing with us.
I even
so much for listening.
Added everyone. Duka. So I know you all got a notification.
I did. Well, I clicked on it, but I don't know what to do with it.
Just type in there. Speak your
I
mind.
I talk to you guys daily on multiple apps. I don't need to fucking do that.
I think we need to just move Monsters Clue into Discord.
Do you remember when that would happen? People would just make a new fucking Snapchat group and people would rally about it.
Yeah,
and
but
people,
I will
I mean
say,
our friends.
Past and former guest. Wait. Past and former. Past
I was
and,
like, this is about to be the meanest way yeah. to say
I was
going to
say that was super mean,
anymore.
But it was funny.
Past and future guest said he tried to set up a Discord for our big Snapchat group, and that would have been off the chain, seriously.
I think it would have been used so. Way less.
I don't know. I mean, we use Snapchat a lot.
Can you imagine trying to get past a future guest, Nick Johnson, to fucking download Discord?
I mean, he has Twitter, so.
So he texted me a couple days ago. I need to respond to him. He sent me a link that is Taylor Swift Love Story Plug-in B remix produced by Shanks. Did you get that?
I saw him post about that
on Twitter. Yeah.
Well, I was saying how fucking terrible it is, and then he was like talking about how great it is, and I was like, no way. And the text I need to respond to was him saying, literally, yes, I had to pee and couldn't fall back asleep, so I went to Twitter, found that classic, and life hasn't been the same since. You got to listen to
it. That's the way most people find their music.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
Jordan, what do we got today?
Today, we got a narrative ep, and we're going to be talking about duos and trios.
Woo!
Now... Oh, you did a duo, right? Because I think Wyatt and I
duo.
Both did trios.
I was going to say,
he's wearing an alkaline P.O.
I didn't
shirt.
Even plan that. This is just one
you
of my
didn't
favorite
plan
shirts.
It.
I didn't, seriously. Because I wrote my topic today after I left work.
I had planned on doing just duos, but I feel like one of the categories things is famous duos and trios. It just rolled off the tongue more.
That's where it comes from.
That's where you pull all your topics from is categories.
I would, dude. I love that shit.
Things you save
but
up
yeah, that's
for.
What we're doing. I won the point. That's democracy, baby.
Yeah.
It's not always a winner.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, I love it. There were so many ways I could go with it.
I think that's what
was like exciting about this one as the first mainline ep of the year.
True.
I'm kind of into this because I'm excited to hear both of yours and I feel great about mine.
Mine's fine. It'll be
fun.
Good.
I kind of like the format of mine. I don't know if I fully stuck the landing with it, but I like the thing I set up.
I think there will be plenty of pod fodder for
Stay
mine.
Tuned for the next half hour.
I was going to say, can't fucking wait.
Even
buckle
we
up.
Don't like.
Yeah.
Kyle, my work sent me that exact same coffee thing, but it says Universal on it. What did yours say?
This one?
Yeah.
This is my father-in-law's company that he's starting. I got this as a Christmas present.
Folks, they're talking about some tumblers they're drinking out of because you're not in the room and they can't see that.
Right. It'll be in the
We'll
screenshot.
Put it up on Instagram.
Sure.
Yeah. Wyatt will put it up on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, what are you doing?
I'm doing the famous duo Barnes and Noble.
Now,
yeah.
Of book acclaim.
Yeah.
Now, wait a second for people to like catch their breath after that kind of realization of like remembering that they're people.
You remember Barnes
and
Noble?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that those were. I don't know. I didn't realize that was a duo. I just thought it was the name of a store.
I didn't either. That's what's fascinating.
I'm excited.
Or fake.
Right.
Right. Cool. I am doing a famous trio. You might have heard of them. They're found in your cereal aisle. Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
All three?
Rice Krispies. Yeah. Okay, sure.
Do that. Just drop that in wherever.
Cool. Yeah, I'll just have that like on loop real low when I'm presenting.
Or just get a bowl of Rice Krispies and pour the milk in and just ASMR record.
Yeah. While I'm editing, I'll like just have that pointed at there. Yeah. I'll put it in after.
I am doing someone that you know, you could say inspired us as a comedy trio.
Right, right.
The Three Stooges.
You're damn right.
We're talking about Larry, Moe, and Curly.
Wow.
All three.
Wow.
Okay, good. I'm glad you
I
did get all three.
I know nothing about the Three Stooges, and I've never seen it. I don't know
what?
Anything
What? You've never
about
seen
it.
Any of the Three Stooges?
They go, yuck, 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 yuck. And woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo.
Yeah. And they poke their eyes.
But sometimes he puts the little hand
oh, I've seen
on his
that.
Nose
I've
and
seen
blocks
that.
It.
Yeah.
It's stealth, seen, yeah. honestly. Stealth tactics.
Truly. Those, yeah, yeah, I mean, I think because we both have older parents who think that was the pinnacle of comedy, yeah. That's what we were shown when we were kids.
Yeah. T3S.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're modernizing. So,
right, of
you
course.
Know.
Keep up.
For the TikTok kids out there, you can't believe this old comedy group.
Or like, okay, I think I might have actually just found a hidden gem of old comedy. And then it's them with the green screen like horribly and they're
yeah.
constantly getting like covered.
Yeah,
by
cutting in and out. I mean, and it's just like a vaudeville like stage. Jordan, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. While dropping trow in the early frigid month of November, I was prompted as well. Hang on.
What
my screen went away.
He's like, hang on, that's the letter to my therapist. Here's my topic.
That's my new cover letter template.
Yeah.
While dropping trow in the early frigid month of November, I was prompted, as one often is, by an article that my algorithm thought might be of interest to me. It wasn't largest objects pulled from the human ears. It wasn't touching hands on escalator. It wasn't even U.S. Army reviews $20 bolt cutters versus $300 bolt cutters. No. It was simpler than that.
Kyle's the like tag... raising his hand, asking for a link.
Put the link in the Discord room, please.
The tag, what you didn't know about Barnes and Noble, vibrated through me. Because it was then that I realized I don't know a single solitary goddamn thing about Barnes or Noble, other than, as Kyle has recently brought to my attention, B&N carries with it an aroma that acts as a nitroglycerin of sorts.
Straight up. It makes people gotta shit.
Other than that brain buster, my knowledge was barren until now, today. Barnes and Noble. Heard of it? Barnes and Noble. Currently run by Gordon Elliott, Jesse Noble, and Charles, ready for this?
Barnes.
Peak. Oh!
What?
Spelled the same
no
way?
No E, okay. Just Peak.
Oh, yeah. Like top.
Like the right way.
Yeah.
Founded in 1925 in Springfield, New Jersey, as of last year, it was valued at $3.3 billion, which is down from the year before of $3.6 billion. It's safe to say they're steadily going down about three millos every
oh, thank
year
God.
Now
I was
because.
Like,
wait, what
I
was
fucked
the
that up.
What was the first number?
It was 3.3 billows, but the year before was 3.6 billows.
So it's gone down 300 millo then.
Ooh. Sorry, I don't fucking know, dude. It's safe to say they're steadily going down about 300 millos
nice.
Every year now.
Accurate.
Because of the rise of ebooks and online stores like those scummy cunts at Amazon. But that's not what we're here to
not
talk
wrong.
About.
Not wrong.
Scummy cunts.
Is that we're the name of the episode? Same as duos cunt. And trios. Scummy cunts. Episode 87.
Yeah, bullshit.
Somehow.
We're here to talk about the beginning and a little bit of the middle. David Barnes. Was a divorced drunk in the 19-teens and early 20s.
Aren't we all?
He had two daughters, he had debt, and he had no idea where to go from there. Times were tough. Then, bam, an angel descended from heaven. That angel's name was Adley Noble. Adley was also divorced. She, however, ran two successful mom-and-pop bookshops, led a women's group twice a week, and had a son, her pride and joy, Gordon. Who was 17 when they met. Mm. This is a different Gordon than the other Gordon that owns the shit. That just, it's
wow.
unfortunate.
Who knew? Is this Gordon...
Because he's not 120 years old.
Right. Is this Gordon the guy who has, who's a famous purveyor of fish sticks?
David and
was
Adley
that worth
married...
It?
I don't think so. I'm going to say no.
That was fun for me. Her son, Gordon, he was 17 whenever David and Adley met. David and Adley married in 1922 and they both worked arduously in Adley's stores. David and Gordon, Adley's son, had a very strong bond early on. They were really close. And in 1924, their idea for Barnes & Noble began to take shape. And what that meant was exploit the thing that their mom slash wife created on her own. But no one wants to have that conversation.
Damn.
In 1920, yeah, a real Ray Kroc situation.
Wow.
Don't even get me going.
In 1925, the two existing store names were changed to Barnes & Noble, and an additional store was opened in New York that same year. Let's fast forward to the juicy shit. Maybe didn't see this coming, but David was a fucking douchebag.
What?
He was mean, he drank too much, he was abusive, and he sucked a bunch.
Jesus.
I don't like any of those things.
So yeah, we should shop at Borders now?
All thumbs down.
All right.
Shopped at Borders.
Yeah.
In 1931, Adley and David separated and divorced shortly after. Damn. By that time, Gordon was an adult living on his own, so they figured they'd still be able to make the company work. Until what happened in 1933? Anybody?
Wait, we'll save it for my topic.
What happened in 1933?
The Dust Bowl.
That's right. Muzak became a thing.
Oh. Well, that Muzak. Was probably like my 12th guess.
Yeah, I mean,
it was up there.
No, dude.
Not close.
No, FDR got elected. Prosperity Muzak. For all.
Save that for mine, too.
Oh,
is an American brand of background music played in retail stores and other public establishments. Like it's elevator music.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Bad.
1933 was also the year that Barnes and Noble were asked to expand further. The stipulation of expansion from those helping with finance, however, was that this new thing called Muzak would be playing throughout the stores. Gordon was like, I bet. That sounds tight, honestly. And David was like, absolutely fucking not.
Yes, we ship David. Retail Wait, workers rejoice.
Do we ship David?
Fuck Muzak, dude.
So you're saying that the rise and success of Barnes & Noble is inextricably linked to the creation of Muzak? Muzak?
I'm not saying that. History itself is saying that.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. It's called facts.
Mm. Yeah.
So real.
Look
okay,
it up.
Great.
So David was pissed off. So Gordon and boomer-ass David are back and forth, back and forth. It's clear that this relationship is not fruitful and will only do damage to the company. The notion of Muzak was going to fuck everything up.
I don't like that you're Finally. Pro-David, and or no, anti-David and pro-Muzak.
I just think like if that's what is stopping him from expanding the gigantic thing that Barnes & Noble becomes, he's like, oh, you want to give us a lot of money in
Why?
Stores? I don't like the piano
Why
that you're
you
doing.
So
with it.
Anti-Muzak? It is like it is created to be
it's
inoffensive.
Harmless.
It's devoid of content.
Yeah,
it is
fine.
That's
just,
true.
Just plain nothing.
But would you
I
let
would
it
rather,
stop you
I would
from
rather
millions?
Silence. Why do you think like you think a library needs Muzak? No, it's a quiet place to
no,
contemplate.
No, but libraries are boring
and
Barnes
read.
And Noble is tight.
It's the same shit.
You know what sound
Except
emitters are?
Except you have
are?
To pay for the Kyle? Books at Barnes and Noble. They're not
exactly
free.
Exactly, money, dog.
You know how what's it called? How office buildings have like low white noise playing in the background. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
They have that to
I
like
didn't know that either.
Create. They're called like sound emitters or something like that. I can't remember. We would spec them when I did AV, but they are low hum that they blast into office buildings so you don't hear fucking everything.
Sure.
All Ooh. The time, and also so it drowns out your noise if you're like having a personal phone call or you're
I thought
typing
it was the air
stuff.
Conditioning units
and
it was
also
just loud as
so
shit.
You're not just like freaking out because it's so quiet when no when
yeah.
no sound is going on.
I think that would be preferable to Muzak because that at least is like not trying to be something it's
yeah
not.
but Muzak gets you in the mood to read about I don't know.
Gets
David
you in the mood
Byrne
to
or
in the
something.
Mood to shop and to spend. That's what yeah. it gets you in the mood for.
I don't
Ooh,
know.
What's
whatever
this
it
interesting
is.
Book called? The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. Ooh,
ooh, what's this
seems
one
like a
called?
Fun beach read.
Ding, 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 ding.
The Art of the Deal.
finally,
you
David
can cut
agrees
this out, but
sell.
Those are probably in the same section.
Yeah, no, you can leave that in, future Wyatt.
Finally, amidst all the Muzak bullshit. Finally, David agrees to sell his half of the company to his ex-wife, Adley. David is now gone. Shit is now tight. They're growing like crazy. They have sick-ass background music and so forth. Decades pass. The company is obviously killing. It's being passed down and across to other members of the noble family because David Barnes fucked that guy. Books flying off the shelves, yada, yada. It's 1974 now.
Wow.
A woman named Deborah Barnes is attending school at the University of San Francisco.
Say what?
She makes friends with two seniors, Jerry Baldwin and Zev Siegel. Jerry and Zev are currently working on plans for a coffee shop that will take the world by storm, a shop they would call Starbo. But it changed to Starbucks.
They should have called it Starbucks instead.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, Kyle.
Tell them.
Wait, where did this happen, Jordan?
This was 1974.
I said where?
Oh, Seattle. They were at school in San Francisco, but it opened in Seattle.
I was hoping to catch you in a lie there.
In a grift.
Bro, I'm reading what I typed. What I copied.
Or just like a fallacy.
Yeah, wrong.
Years pass. Deborah is still close with some of her cousins, several of which, nobles, work for Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Deborah gets a job for Barnes & Noble, becoming the first Barnes kid to be a part of the company since her grandfather, David. And in an attempt to really show herself as a useful asset, she brings to the table an idea to have a consistent coffee shop at every one of their stores.
Wow.
And in 1984, an agreement was signed that B&N would sell S coffee at all existing and future cafes.
Wow. That's so 1984.
Right, dude?
That's Orwellian.
It's Orwellian.
That's crazy.
Fuck.
It's dystopian.
It took 10 years to make that deal happen?
They had to make
I said years passed before, because she was in school in 74, so she was there for a while, and then that happened.
All right.
I don't know, dude. I don't know the inner workings of her relationship with David and Zev.
And they had
Jerry
to go down there, harvest the beans, and then
make
of course. The coffee.
Well, and they had to walk back up with all the coffee
through
beans.
The Darien Gap.
I mean, we know all about that.
Could swim it.
Got all this shirt.
Fun.
That's not
fun
the
little.
He said, "I could swim it."
I don't give a shit. Fun little tidbit to
round
us out.
That it's land.
While Deborah was the first Barnes kid to come back into the company, that didn't last too long. In 2008, B&N were working on the release of the revolutionary Nook because sales were super down. Many employees left during this time, Kyle, citing their disagreements with the Nook release, one of which was Deborah's nephew. In a typical temper tantrum-fueled David Barnes way, that made him, as of now, the final Barnes kid to be involved with the company again, because he said, fuck Nooks.
Fuck Nooks.
I mean, again, correct. Am I, like, Nooks aren't even good e-readers.
I haven't an opinion.
I feel like it came out around the same time. Fucking why not?
I'm just saying famously, like,
I don't know
Nooks
shit about
were
Nooks.
Bad. Like,
Kyle
Nooks
is
were
just
a
trying.
Flop.
Kyle's just trying to justify the knuckle tattoo he has. Fuck Nooks, and then
fuck
KS
Nook.
Is on his pinky because it's too long.
I just am finding myself incredibly Team Barnes throughout all this. No wonder
you are.
No
Do
wonder
you carry around all your CDs
sign.
With you and your little CD player with your headphones too.
I mean, he might as well.
Why are you so mean?
Why you gotta cut so harsh?
Yeah. Why you gotta talk
Fun
about
facts.
My CDs?
CDs manga
nuts.
And graphic novels were up 400,000 per. Sorry, Jesus Christ.
Dude said manga.
Yeah.
Manga and graphic novels were up 400%.
Do you want?
Is it manga? Is it manja? What is it?
It's manja.
Mango.
Oh, I thought it's manga.
It is. I was trying to get him to say the wrong thing.
I already said the wrong thing.
I know.
Fuck you.
I just want you to go somewhere and try to speak intelligently about it and be like, yeah, I heard the manja's really good. And they're like, the Italian place?
Yeah, because everyone that's intelligent goes to the counter and asks for manja.
I mean, they're probably smart.
Past and future guest Wyatt Ward is his ears are bleeding right now.
We're going to get a text in that group chat that only gets notifications after
when
we release
Wyatt
an episode.
Wyatt listens to the podcast.
Wyatt, if you're hearing this now, instead of in the group chat, post it on the general channel in the Discord room
or rate 5 stars please.
Anyway,
let's not
manga?
Drive people there, let's drive them towards a thing that's productive to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
so it's manga.
Yes.
Yeah, that's unimportant, though. Let's move on.
It is. It's my fun fact. It's really fun now.
Hey, what is
manga that? And graphic novels were up 400% in 2021. Isn't that interesting? Okay. Huh. Barnes & Noble is still listed as one of the U.S.'s largest family-owned businesses behind Comcast and Koch Industries. That's all.
It's Koch Industries, you fucking idiot.
Really?
Jesus Christ. All right, play the music.
Man. Wait, so is it really Koch?
Yeah, it's the Koch brothers of denying climate change fame.
Yeah.
Read a book.
See, I'm so pro.
Read a note.
I'm so pro climate change that I didn't know. Yeah. I don't know about Koch.
All right. Loved it.
Got a little heated. Can't wait to hear your guys' fucking shit.
Emmy's smoking Demanja ganja out there. I smell it coming through the door.
It's seeping through the one-inch gap.
Hell yeah. Through the Darien gap that is the door.
We got a hydroponics kit for Christmas.
You're going to
That we can grow vegetables inside.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
Among other things.
Yeah.
Grow
some flowers of your own.
Also, did I show you my whiskey smoker yet?
No, but we will.
Oh,
later.
My dad has one of those.
Dude, okay. So my father-in-law got me this thing, and it's awesome. And it actually, the smoke it makes.
It's extra as fuck.
Makes the stuff taste really good.
Yeah.
It is literally an electric bong.
Hell yeah.
Because it's got a little bowl, like a reservoir that you put the wood chips in, and you turn on the fan, which sucks air through the wood chips, and you hold a lighter to it. And it sucks the flame in and torches all the stuff in the bowl.
So
and
have
puts
you done
smoke
weed?
Out the tube. I haven't done weeds through it yet, but
so you should do it and then just take the cool glass thing off and put it on like a helmet.
I just think
like a little high astronaut.
I just think of like filling that thing up, holding the lighter there, and letting it run and just smoke out the apartment 5 minutes.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Yeah. Or put the helmet on like a high spaceman.
Spaceman.
High spaceman.
Snap, crackle, pop. A career like no other. The year is 1933.
Wow.
The world is under duress.
Barnes & Nobles is having a fight.
Muzak has been invented. I don't know. I just had to throw that in there now.
The world is on fire with Muzak.
The Dust Bowl is ripping through America. Stripping topsoil throughout the Midwest. A
that
new type
home,
of machine gun has been demonstrated by a Japanese scientist firing 1,000 rounds per minute. Yoko Ono is born.
Ooh.
But not all is dire. Can you believe she was born in 33? She's 89 years old.
She's still alive?
She's still alive.
I mean, she's old as shit, dude.
But I didn't know she was that much older than John. Who was born
How
in the 40s.
How old is Paul? Paul's got to be pushing it.
Paul was born in like 47 or something.
No
He's
way.
He's like a year younger than
no
my dad.
No way.
47? Yeah. I would have said like 42.
Maybe 43. But anyway, relentless. That's a full 9 years before even our oldest guess. But not all is dire. Wiley Post is the first man to fly solo around the world. The first drive-in movie theater is opened in New Jersey.
Wow.
And America is allowed to partake in its finest pastime, consuming legal alcohol once again.
Woo!
Word.
All the while, America is continued to reel from the invention of a breakfast cereal with majestic flavor, the likes of which the public had never experienced. Rice Krispies.
Love it.
Are you going to talk about the treats in rectangle form?
No.
I like those too, though.
Fuck.
They're the best.
They're
the best iteration. But
man,
no, I will not
hard.
Get in there. Invented 5 years prior, Kellogg's was in a bit of a rut. They had given America a delicious morsel, but the kids with their short attention spans needed something to be entertained by. Advertisers had hoped that the patented Snap, Crackle, Pop was enough to get food in mouths and dollars in executive pockets, but evidently not. By that, I mean Snap, Crackle, Pop, like the sound and, you know, the advertising.
No, we got
it. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Mm-hmm. Not the people that this is all about. Mm-hmm. But Kellogg's turned to a radio ad as inspiration to personify their famous trio.
Profanify.
I was going to cut it out, but I can't anymore.
No, it's fun now.
Odds are, if you're listening to one of the world's first podcasts, FDR's Fireside Chats,
sing.
You'd have heard a mid-roll ad that sounded something like this. And I'm going to put like a little, you know, old-timey filter.
Cool. I need one of those too for mine.
Oh, great.
I need Muzak for mine.
Listen to the fairy song of health. The merry chorus sung by Kellogg's Rice Krispies as they merrily snap, crackle, and pop in a bowl of milk. If you've never heard food talking, now is your chance. Promo code NEWDEAL20 for 20% off your first order.
Guess what the fuck I've never wanted more from is for my food to talk to me. I'm good. That's a
right.
Weird advertisement.
Well, the couple things is of course, at that point, most people had heard their food talking.
My food talked to me.
But it was...
You're a bitch.
Pussy, you had some cereal. Fuck you.
You had like those? It's fatty.
They had heard their food talking, but it was from their pig pens and chicken coops right outside their windows.
Sad.
Bet.
But anyway, never mind how morbid a thing is it is to create mascots based on the sound you hear just before you eat them. Illustrator Vernon Grant took to the drawing board and created three cute little gnomes based on the onomatopoeia, and our boys Snap, Crackle, and Pop were born.
Snap, Crackle, Pop. Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah. Grant was known for his whimsical gnome characters and fairy tale drawings, but he also drew, this is just an aside, he also drew an image for Judge Magazine, which shows a frontiersman with a bodacious donk. More on that after we decide whether this is real or fake.
Wow.
But so when he created these gnomes, they weren't the young little boys that we see.
Sure.
They were like old gnomes from like a German fairy tale looking shits with big noses and big ears and weird hats and shit, you know.
So like
kind of like
weird.
an early illustration from The Hobbit or something like that.
Like when they remake those fairy tale movies, but they're like gory as fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Dislike.
Anyways, back to the lovable little gnomies. Let's meet the gang, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Snap is the redhead in the chef's hat and is the oldest and described as a problem solver, a.k.a. the dork.
Dork.
Crackle is the blondie wearing a sleeping cap and is described as a jokester, a.k.a. the annoying one.
The scamp.
And Pop is the brunette and is the youngest of the three, described as a mischievous, clumsy, and center of attention, a.k.a. the bad boy.
Oh, so we're gonna do this, right?
I would say I'm the annoying one.
Is this what we're gonna do?
No.
Okay. I mean, Kyle, you're the second one, right?
What was the second one?
The annoying one.
I don't think so.
Oh,
I think I would say
I'm
the problem I'm
the first
solver.
One because I'm the oldest. Obviously.
That's it.
Yeah, and I'm
okay. Well, then
solver.
I'm the last one because I'm the youngest. No, I didn't even say that because you're annoying. I thought that there were some other attributes that
I wasn't
Kyle.
Saying.
Wait,
that.
Can you go through them again, quick, and we can decide?
Snap is the oldest and a problem solver.
Yeah.
Crackle is the blondie,
not blonde,
and described as a jokester.
The furthest from blonde of the
Pop
three of us.
Pop is a brunette, described as mischievous, clumsy, and the center of attention. So I guess. Maybe
okay, so Kyle 1, Wyatt 2, me 3.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, cool.
All right, sorry I asked.
Center of attention, Mr. Stage Boy.
In the 1950s, or the 1950s, yeah, what?
I don't know.
Threw his arms up like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Sometimes we all start something and then completely lose steam and don't know where it's going.
Yep.
But this is a safe environment.
Yeah.
I feel very not judged or made fun of.
The 1950s even saw the introduction of a fourth little guy.
No.
His name was Pow.
Brent.
He represented the claimed, quote, explosive nutritional value of Rice Krispies.
Get that shit out of here.
But once the FDA caught wind of this, he was promptly dropped and probably sent off to fight in Korea.
Yikes. Okay, I just didn't want him to have a job. I didn't want him to go to Korea.
Corporate promotional material very oddly describes the relationship of Snap, Crackle, and Pop as, quote, resembling brothers. Why don't they just, like, come out and say...
They're brothers.
That
they're brothers.
But, like, I guess it's unimportant and a stupid question to ask. I don't know. Whatever.
It's kind of a stupid thing to specify. But yeah. The fact that you chose to specify and not just say brothers.
Say brother. Say resembling brothers.
It's like, you know.
What the fuck?
H-Rad Memes made a really funny comment one time about how he thought it was really funny that Mr. Clean had a single earring. Because he's animated and he's not based on a real person.
Right.
So you know that, like, in a boardroom, ayo.
Nice.
Roll Shots credits. You know, in a boardroom somewhere that some, like, overpaid ad executive was like, I think he needs one earring, one gold hoop earring.
Yeah.
So
that
at some point, someone at Kellogg's was like, I want them to be, like, familial, but not family so they can still fuck.
Right. So they can kiss.
I don't know.
The three lovable lads, these three lovable lads are what we know today. Any child who grew up in a house with love knows the Snap, Crackle, Pop, Rice Krispies jingle. Their box was almost always there in the pantry, even if it was there only to be pushed aside to make way for a more exciting box mascot such as the Cap'n or Lucky.
Or Tony.
It's great.
Tony, sure. Absolutely.
T.
He's great.
Triple T.
The cereal gnomes have come in many different forms and iterations over the years to prevent things from going stale, as it were.
This content.
Oh, my God. Like the cereal.
Their draft notice came through in World War II. So they, like many other public figures of their time, were deployed in conservation messages that probably were about how Americans should purchase their cereal because it was made of recycled sawdust or something.
Yeah, it's just funny to think about, like, them like doing what I would, like, roll my eyes at, like, corporate, yeah. Like, jumping on a trend, but that trend being World War II.
Right. Yeah.
Like, oh, but we're going, like, to change our profile picture to, like, have the World War II filter over it or something.
The original Vernon Grant design depict them as elderly gnomes with large noses, ears, and hats. But they were reimagined as younger guys with proportional features in 1949. And as the years grew, their ears did not. They got smaller and pointier until it could no longer be disputed. These gnomes had transformed into their natural enemies, elves.
Oh my God.
So they're elves now. By the time the swinging 60s Mad Men era rolled around, SC and P landed new deals and began to appear in all types of advertisements. They were in comic strips, movie shorts, Kyle is texting, and even the Woody Woodpecker and Howdy Doody shows. It's a showbiz dream out there.
Nice.
Thanks. The 90s even saw them in, briefly reimagined as superheroes, but there's nothing super about their cereal. I don't know. I had to throw something in there. Today, Snap, Crackle, and Pop are still breaking necks and cashing checks. They're literally Kellogg's OG mascot, and they're still friendly with each other and keeping regular contact.
Nice.
I thought it'd be fun to personify them a little bit more. Today, Snap lives in Malibu. Crackle has a residency at the Laugh Factory, and Pop lives the swingers lifestyle in Marina Del Rey.
Are you just making that up?
Yeah,
Are you making that up, or is that what they're really doing?
Yeah.
Fun fact.
They all got to be around the LA area, so whenever they shoot, you know, commercials.
Got to make it to set.
Wow. That's a number. I'm trying to start little segment things for fun fact things. So first
that
one
one's going to stick.
Wow. That's a number. Over the years, 8 people have voiced Snap. 8 people have voiced Crackle. And how many have voiced Pop? This is not a quiz.
1.
6.
6.
Wow.
Have voiced Pop. Can you guess who voices them now?
Jason Bateman, Bill Hader, and Jarrett Reddick.
Jared Reddick. Yeah,
that's all he fucking does anymore. Is
he just does voiceovers
voice
and
cartoons.
Kyle, who do you guess?
John Goodman, Dave Ramsey, and Natalie Portman.
Yes, that's exactly right. Snap is voiced by Josh Brenner, who played Big Head in Silicon Valley.
Oh, I like him.
Pop is voiced by Tom Kenny, who's voiced SpongeBob.
Oh, SpongeBob.
And Crackle is voiced by Ben Schwartz, of what? Sonic from Sonic 2 fame.
Oh. Really?
The next one
is... So we were close.
Yeah. Hey, now that's catchy. Can you guess how long this Rice Krispies tagline ran on TV? Let someone in on the fun.
Probably ended in March of 2020.
How long?
I'm gonna say. Wait, when did they start?
1933. And but wait, what was the question?
How long did it run? Let someone in on the fun.
I'm gonna say 62 years.
I'm gonna say 21 years.
1 year, 1997 to 1998.
Well, shit.
Yeah, I mean it sucks.
Hey. Now that's catchy. What about this one? How long did this run? Snap, crackle, pop, nutritious.
Oh, fucking 87 years.
No, that strikes me as very like 90s, early 2000s. I'm going to say like 8 years.
Just over 1 year. Late 1997 to 1999. It was also Canadian. And this is the last one here. A different language? How silly. This is what they're called in other languages. Danish, pif, paf, pof. Spanish, good. Pim, pam, pum. Finnish, ricks,
give me the cum.
Ricks, racks, pox. And Belgium, my favorite. Pus, pas, pes.
Pus, pas, pes.
Pus, pas, pes. And that is my topic on Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Good stuff.
Rice Krispies.
Lovely.
Snap, crackle.
I'm sure that that's going to sound on your end, but we can't hear it at all.
Yeah, wait, you can't hear
Zoom,
it at all?
Zoom no, cuts that stuff
out. It just
out.
Goes completely silent.
Damn, dude, it sounds awesome.
Okay.
Can you hear this, Jordan?
No.
Yeah, that's what Zoom
compression.
Does.
Compression.
No, it just it cuts
no,
out.
Stupid.
Or something.
It cuts out what it deems unimportant, like keyboard clicks and stuff like pen okay. clicking and stuff like that.
I actually kind of heard it that okay, time. God, I wish we had this feed.
That's good. So funny.
All right. Rounding out the ep here.
I'm out of wine. This better be good.
Yeah, I'm out of PBR.
Comedy. Haha. It's a universal constant. Wherever there are thinking, feeling people, there are a couple of knuckleheads that just want to make them giggle. The three of us are no exception, but we're hardly the first.
Oh, my God.
When Jordan pitched the idea of duos and trios, I instantly thought of one of the most revered comedy trios of all time, the Three Stooges.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
And by instantly, I mean I thought about it a week after we agreed to it and wrote this morning. And no, I'm not just referring to us in the third person.
Oh my fucking God, that was funny.
Is this going to be all that?
It's just bits for 30 minutes.
It's just me like with the big like Carnival Barker grin on my face. I'm talking about the ubiquitous Larry, Moe, and Curly. Mm-hmm.
Which one are we?
That's a good question.
I found an article titled The Untold Story of T3S. Which went into a deep dive on what the guys were like behind the funny, which is the subtitle of my topic.
That's like, it's like VH1 behind the funny.
Exactly. And I started to notice something. This article may as well have been written about the three of us.
Whoa.
There are so many similarities between us and them, both on stage and off, that I chose to align us with the stooge that most closely matches our mannerisms.
Is this about to be really mean?
Sort of like a Three Stooges zodiac, if you will.
Yeah, this is like Abby's first topic on the show.
Right?
Yeah.
So who wants to go first? Who wants to hear their stooge comparison? Or I can start with myself.
Start with yourself.
Okay. Start with yourself.
Kyle is...
Mo is a great guy.
So handsome, so funny and hung.
big. Okay. Curly is my stooge that I relate to.
Interesting.
Curly, the goofball slacker with a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Curly was known off camera as quite the intellectual. Although,
oh, fuck off.
Being an intellectual stooge is a bit of an oxymoron. Curly's brainy pursuits were often fodder for comedic situations where his character showed more book smarts than street smarts and was often outwitted by the other two. Being the
All right.
behind the funny, Curly was soft-spoken but opinionated. He showed an interest in politics, but the stooge title preceded him in many cases, and his endorsement wasn't exactly one politicians were clamoring for.
'Twas a blessing and a curse.
Also, Curly was the tallest of the bunch. So
sure.
that's me.
Sure.
Who next? Who next? Who next?
I'll go.
Wyatt. Wyatt is Larry.
Mm-hmm.
The workhorse of the group.
Yeah. At least he's self-aware.
Oh, at least he fucking typecast us and made this up 30 minutes ago.
Larry was described by the other stooges as, this is where I want that effect on my voice,
a bitch.
A bitch, you see? He was described by the other stooges as
the steam engine that keeps this train rolling.
He is both credited with the creation of the name and the majority of the plot writing.
Okay.
There would be no T3S without Larry, and truly no TBRPC without T3S.
Hell yeah.
They're sort of like the Beatles of comedy.
Wait, no TBRPC without T3. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I thought you were calling me T3S.
No, I'm
saying there's no pod without me, but no, you're just like calling way back to just comedy in general.
Exactly.
Cool.
All comedy wouldn't exist
Fuck
if it
you.
Weren't for the three
right,
stooges.
Right.
Larry was the bones of the business, but he wasn't all business. No, in fact, he was the multi-hyphenate jack-of-all-trades that kept the other stooges stooging. Behind the funny, Larry actually had a severe food allergy to fish and seafood, a fact which the other two stooges never hesitated to work into their skits. Often,
bro, this is not real.
This has got to be
this isn't real.
So
often these gambits would play out in a way where the other stooges would reveal a surprise to Larry midway through his skit and would turn out to be a large grocery store mackerel or something to that effect. The EpiPen budget on T3S to this day is unknown, but I'll bet it was high.
Always funny when someone pulls out a big fish.
I mean, that's
you're not
comedy.
Wrong.
I mean, that is like, yeah.
Okay, then Jordan is Mo. I'll wait.
I'm not sock. You're good.
Yeah, for what?
No, I was hoping. Okay, so I wrote this in because I thought I knew you really well. I said, I bet when Jordan hears that he's most like Mo, Jordan's going to say Momo. I was hoping you would say it, but okay, moving on.
You Momo.
Fucking Momo.
Mo was.
I was drinking water.
I got it. Mo was known in the group as the king of referential humor, what we today would call meta. He had a seemingly endless mental index of pop culture references and quotes that he would deliver them with such impeccable timing that those around him would forget they were even references. Mo was also known to be quite the songbird, although most of the things he wrote were comedic ditties about what we would now call dude problems. I think the comparison is close enough.
Uh-huh.
Lastly, on the set of T3S, Mo was a bit of a pariah. Why? Well, because of his, quote, seemingly intentional flatulence.
Uh-huh.
This was the line that inspired the entire topic. Well, that's all there is. We are truly in the footsteps of giants as an aspiring comedy trio. I think some more physical comedy might be the secret sauce that puts this comedy gumbo into the minds and ears of millions the world over. Or maybe just a goofy sound effect or two.
Loved it.
That's all, folks.
Loved it. Nice.
I wanted to say that at the end, but I'm like, that was
that's
Looney's Tunes.
Yeah, Looney's Tunes.
Looney's Tune.
Whatever.
Taylor's version. Wow. Jordan, why are you still holding that M&M's thing? Uh-oh, the lights turned off.
I got it.
Why are your lights off?
I don't know, because it's fun.
It's called automatic lights, bro.
I didn't eat all my M&Ms at the movie theaters, so I bought it home and I've kept it because I was just doing that.
Nice. I heard it that time too.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. That's cute.
What did you see?
When I got this, The Whale. Oh. Very fucking sad.
Yeah. I hear, yeah.
In case you're wondering.
What a great movie to just like have a bunch of candy.
To have M&Ms. Oh my God. It was hard to watch that fucking dude.
Yeah, that's what
I get. Can I get a movie theater salad for this, please?
Yeah. Can I get a movie theater smoothie?
I didn't hate the movie, but fuck me. I won't be watching it.
I don't think I'll ever see it. I don't think I can.
Yeah. It's a lot. There's no peanuts or carrots.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll watch it right now. I just came back, and oh boy, what a picture. Jordan, what'd you do?
I did the famous duo Barnes and Noble.
Oh, wait, yeah, Jordan, do you want to say whether which one of the three of us are Barnes and or Noble?
True, good point.
I mean, Kyle is obviously Noble.
No, I'm Barnes, bro.
Barnes.
Yeah, he's a drunk monster.
I think we need, you guys are both Noble.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're both Noble. I can be the ampersand, but yeah.
Cool, that'd be great.
Definitely,
yeah.
Barnes.
Jordan's the ampersand.
I did Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
And I did T3S, the Three Stooges, the Beatles of comedy.
Shit.
Behind the funny.
It's quite a hyphenated
It's very concise.
Yeah, yeah. I think text that to me so I can put it in the chat, in the description properly.
You'll hear it in the edit process.
Awesome, thanks.
In the edit room.
Yeah, because I'm Larry. Right,
the workhorse, the steam engine.
I think that I think Wyatt's is fake, and I think Kyle's is fake.
Double fake.
I think Jordan's was fake. Yeah. I think Kyle's was real.
I think Jordan's was real. And you did Snap, Crackle, and Pop. I think both of yours were real.
Wow. Mine was fake.
Shit.
1 point. Mine was real.
Yes. 1 point.
Fuck.
Mine was fake.
1 point. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Three-way tie.
Are you kidding?
Dude, I thought you guys were so on to me after the fish allergy thing.
Yeah, I know. I just know that Larry was the tallest
of
the three.
I said yours was fake.
I couldn't.
Wait, did any of us out fool anybody or whatever?
I fooled Wyatt.
I fooled Kyle.
And you fooled me.
Yeah,
so we have
a
double three-way tie.
God damn it.
Oh, boy.
Okay. What do we want to do? Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. How am I going to do this? God. All right. I looked up, I Googled Trio.
Okay.
And the first thing that comes up is 35 iconic Trio Halloween costumes.
Oh.
And I'm going to each of you guys guess. Or just like throw out what you think is in the top five, and if it's in the top five, then you win the point.
Okay,
does that make
this
sense?
This is a good one. No, that's a good one.
Okay. Yeah. We'll just
in the top five of trios.
I'm gonna say,
do we each get one guess?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's just keep.
I'm going to say think, maybe more conceptual.
Oh. Okay. I got mine.
Okay. I got mine.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Okay, interesting.
Stranger Things.
No, I'll give you two more guesses. How
okay,
about that?
Let's you can just cut out the thinking time.
Yeah.
And make it seem like we're really smart and on the dome with it.
Famous trios.
Conceptual. And also, I'll say, four of these make me want to fucking groan. They're annoying.
Okay. Famous trios. Now I've never famous heard of a trio trios before.
Not famous.
Really
concept. Like
top
I'm gonna say
costumes. Costumes. Okay. I got one. Mike Wazowski, Sully the Monster, and Boo.
No.
Is that your concept?
I don't fucking know, dude. I'm just trying to get any group of three that makes sense.
Fucking dogs from Homeward Bound.
No. One more guess.
We're doing really well, though.
Again, don't think of movie characters.
Oh, okay. Here's an annoying one. Fucking like you're walking around in like your favorite well drink. Like there's vodka, tequila, and gin.
That's so cringe.
In one drink. Good God. Was that your guess, Jordan?
Yeah.
It's not it.
Okay, wait. Salt, good. Pepper, and paprika.
Paprika.
Or cumin.
I'm going to say, fuck, it's not. I'm going to say it's at least closest. The number three one here. This is from womansday.com. Number three is knife, spoon, and fork.
That is so fucking stupid.
And number five is chocolate bar, marshmallow, and graham cracker. This sucks.
That's really cringe.
Nobody fucking does that.
You want to know what the number one one is?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, and scissors.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Should I expand it to the top 10?
Would we have said it?
I'm scrolling down here.
Is it a priest and two nuns?
Ah, yes. Okay, Stranger Things is number 10.
So who got that point?
I'm going to give it to Kyle just because he was closest in theory.
I think you should give it to Jordan because he actually got one in the top 10.
Okay, well, then I'll give it to Jordan.
Here, wait. Just record yourself saying, I'm going to get it to Jordan, so it's the top 10.
What I just sent to the chat real quick was...
It'll be on Discord.
Was the picture... No, it'll be on the Instagram. Was the picture that Vernon Grant drew of the... For Judge Magazine. Look at that ass.
Dude's walking around.
That is a friggin'
fully caked up
on a Tuesday. Hella ass.
Fully caked up.
I'm going to give Jordan the point because he was closest. Because he got the one in the top 10.
I think that's fair.
That sucked, but whatever.
But now you two guess the same thing for famous duo costumes.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
and while I'm
trying to get from Woman's Day.
I'm just doing famous.
I feel like this is going to be easier, famous duos.
I'm finding from OprahDaily.com, 75 couples.
Are you kidding?
I don't want couples Halloween costumes. I want duos.
No.
Ugh. 45 couples that absolutely won Halloween. We're going to that one. That one's from Bored Panda.
Yuck.
Okay.
Wait, so are we doing it off of that?
Okay, yeah. And we'll say, I'll keep
what
it
is,
the same.
Are we guessing the couple or the costume?
Guessing the costume. They are going to be couples costumes just because everything for duos is couples. We'll say top 10.
Okay, the Pulp Fiction thing with fucking John Travolta and Uma Thurman.
Okay.
Are these more conceptual also?
So is
Kyle?
That right? Or
No, I'm laughing at something else. No, there's a lot of movie TV references, but also a lot of like puns.
Okay, Rooster and Phoenix from Top Gun, Maverick.
Okay, neither of those are right.
Wow. Salt and Pepper.
J and K from Men in Black.
That's good.
That's wrong.
Salt and Pepper.
That's also wrong.
Fuck.
Salt and Peppa.
Peppa.
Although close, so maybe pity point if you don't get one.
Ooh, interesting.
Fucking, whoa. Fork and knife? Neo and Trinity from The Matrix.
Ooh, that's good.
That is a good one.
So it's not in there?
Super not.
Salt and pepper is the closest.
This list really sucks.
Yeah, they all suck.
These people went as boobs. They went as like one, each of them is a boob. That's so lame.
Salt and pepper is the closest. Right Twix and left Twix.
Ugh. Oh, that's good.
That's so cringe.
That is like quintessential example of like couple has no sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thinks that they're winning Halloween.
There's some really obvious ones that you guys
when
are going to kick
come
yourself
out,
for not
like recently?
Getting.
Jack and Alice from...
2021, this came out.
Oh, wow.
2021.
So it's outdated.
I concede. Is any of this usable?
Are both of
these bad?
Not a great deal of it.
I'm having fun guessing. I don't know
if
people
too,
have fun
I am too, but
listening.
I think
you
got to
cut down a lot of it. Just cut it like guess, nope, guess, nope.
Yeah, but then it's anticlimactic.
Until you guys finally get one.
You can put Muzak.
Pugsley Adams and Wednesday Adams.
Cringe.
Gomez.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Gomez and Morticia.
No, it's not that.
Think of 2021, like pop culture in
2021. Not a lot of these are like very relevant. From that. Yeah.
Fuck me.
Think of couples costumes. Think of pop culture couples.
Hailey Bieber
and Rachel.
Yeah, Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber.
That's a good one.
Think
Cosmo and Wanda.
Think TV, video games, and movies.
Yeah, we are.
Video game couples.
Yeah, video game couples. Jack and Daxter.
Mr. and Miss Pac-Man.
That's a good one.
Mr. and Mrs.
No.
Smith.
No.
Hot.
Yeah. Would watch them fuck.
I think some of this is keepable, but it's going really long.
It's going really long.
I'm having fun, but I don't. I can guess all night.
I've now looked at two lists, and you guys haven't gotten a single one in either of
them. I think our ideas are probably better than the dogs.
No, they are.
What was the one that was close for me?
There was a yin and yang on
black
on
and white. That's
fucking
a bad fucking
so,
costume.
So stupid.
There's one on here that's
I don't think it's not gonna be it. Just say your thing.
There was one on here that's loofah and soap.
So conceptual, I guess.
One.
Yin and yang is conceptual.
The top one on this one is Beetlejuice and Lydia.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like,
why?
I'm just saying, guys.
Barnes and Noble.
Not Barnes and Noble. Since you guys didn't get any, Jordan, you get to win.
Because I got the last one.
Pity win.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
Great. Wait, why are we
snapping? I'm wondering if the only thing...
Because he won.
I'm wondering if the only thing worse than this dragon ass is us having really shitty tiebreakers.
All right.
Yeah. That's what we have to fucking figure out this year.
Here's some costumes you guys missed. Hunter and his prey. Cringe.
What?
Loofah and soap, we talked about. Sully and Boo from Monsters, Inc. Ken and Barbie.
Ugh,
Mario Ken and Peach.
That's what I was thinking of, was Mario.
Bob Ross and his tree. The Incredibles. IG versus reality, where the girl goes as hashtag filter and the guy goes as hashtag no filter.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
They're literally not fucking allowed in the party that I'm going to.
McDonald's Hamburglar and French fries. Why not a hamburger?
Yeah, that's...
Or Ronald McDonald.
All right, whatever.
Soda and popcorn. Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Okay, that's good.
I've ever read in my fucking life.
Wait.
You should listen to an episode of our podcast.
One more. Titanic and Iceberg.
Okay, well, that's at least fun. Jordan, what do you got? Anything new?
Nothing as of yet. Just working on music. You'll hear it soonish.
Follow you on Letterboxd?
Nothing yet. Follow me on Letterboxd now. I'm officially in it.
To win it.
At Jordan Lindley or whatever?
Jordan_Lindley. Cool. And then you can follow me on all my other shit, but like, yeah, you should follow me on Letterboxd. Why not? Cool.
At Hard Chardon. I got same, not much yet, but stuff into works. And I'm the Discord guy now, so join the Discord. Cool. We got...
Cool for me.
I think we could do a voice channel, too, and that could be fun someday.
I'll let you do whatever you want.
What?
I'm not touching it.
It's like a thing where you can get into a Discord channel, but you talk like with a computer microphone instead of text.
So it's like a chat room?
Yeah.
Fucking weirdo.
It's fun.
I got nothing
it's
new.
Fun.
Listen to Perfume Room. Listen to The Boardroom. Start this one over again. Listen with your eyes to Guilty Dogs Podcast.
Guilty Dogs Productions.
Check out Chelsea Synagogue.
You said
oh, yeah. Yeah. Guilty Dogs Productions.
Here, wait. Podcast. I just edit that in. Shit, no, I did it wrong too. Fuck.
Productions.
Yeah, folks. And then also follow me on Letterboxd. Why not? At Why I Peaked in High School.
Fuck it.
Duduka.
Dude, just do the outro.
Shh. This has been a Guilty Dogs podcast.